Ho
Ho ho ho! Good morning, Soraya. How you doing today?
All right, yourself?
I'm doing good. So we finally come to the very last episode of 2019.
Say it ain't so.
It is. And today we're going to be talking about some of the Paisley Underground EPs.
Yep.
And we got some music to play.
I like that.
All right, let's get started.
Do it.
Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme.
A podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, a groovear.
Let's get groovy. So guess what, Soraya?
What?
The EP is my favorite format for music.
Tell me why.
I think it's probably because my attention span. So, you know, I love vinyl, and I think part of the reason why is because in my formative years of music, a lot of bands would start off with EPs, and that was our introduction to bands.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is nostalgia. Part of it is the length. I like that length. So I'm starting to get more and more into 45 7-inch singles. But with those, I'm getting up all the time, flipping the records. With an EP, at least I get a couple songs, and it's not as long as a 12-inch full-length album, which I like also, but I really like the length of the EPs, and again, it was always an introduction to bands. And before we start talking about the Paisley Underground EPs, let me just give you a list of some of the EPs that I have that I love that I jotted down.
All right.
Okay, so it's a little bit of a list, but Drawing Fire by 100 Flowers, New Campfire Songs by Balancing Act, Starfleet Project, which was Brian May and Friends, which included Eddie Van Halen, The Burning Sensation, self-titled EP, Vampire Can Mating Oven, Camper Van Beethoven, Downy Mildew, self-titled EP, Pointed Accounts of People You Know and Distortion by Game Theory. Language by Gary Myrick. Green on Red, a self-titled EP. Clark Kent, self-titled EP, which was really Stuart Copeland. Afoot by Let's Active. The Ivy Room, 1 plus 2. Pop Art, which was a self-titled EP. Chronic Town by R.E.M. Trudge by Savage Republic. Tales of the Turquoise Umbrella, which was from The Eyes of Mind. 10560, The Long Riders. Slouching Towards Liverpool, Loud Family. And this is a newer one. Most of these are from the 80s. But hey, it's The Pandoras by the new version of The Pandoras. 0 Hour by The Plimsolls. The Happy Forest by The Reverbs. The Steps, which is a self-titled EP. The Now Sounds of the Telltale Hearts by San Diego band Telltale Hearts. Betsy's House by Wednesday Week, Any Monkey with a Typewriter, Windbreakers, Wait Till the Morning by Winter Hours. Those are just some of the EPs that I have. So I love that format. So I thought it would be cool for us to talk about the Paisley Underground EPs, which I didn't mention any of those intentionally.
Well, great. Then let's hop into it.
Cool. So should we start with the Bangles?
I think that's a great place to start.
Okay, so we decided each one of us to pick a song from each of these EPs. Do you want to talk about yours first?
Sure. So I picked from their 1983 EP, and we're using the Faulty Products as the EP. I picked I'm in Line. I like this song a lot, and especially I like the end of the song where it's this build up and, you know, it's this strong cacophony of everyone playing all at the same time. I love you're going to have to help me with that. There's a pedal effect. It sounds like a jet. It's like, I'm going to have to point it out to you at the end. But like, I hear Annette's bass. I hear the two guitars. Debbie's just banging on those drums. I love the end of this song so much. It's like this great buildup, and then they just end on this very Beatles-esque like strum, like bang. I can't wait. Let's play it. I'm in line. I don't want to wait in line for you.
You heard
the did you hear the
yeah right? Yeah,
that pedal effect?
Yeah, I think for that on the guitar effect, I think it's like a flanger or a phaser.
I'm glad one of us knows how guitar works, because I'm just the person that says it's got a nice beat and I can dance to it. But
yeah,
I love that end part. That build up is so great because I can really hear each one distinctly but together. And we've said it before, I love the Bangles harmonizing. Those voices all gel together. And man, that Sue Haas can write a good song.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. So I was thinking as it was playing, it reminded me of on the one of our previous episodes when I picked Mamas and Papas, the Mamas and Papas, and some of the vocal harmonies reminded me back to that. And then you pick the seeds, and I can hear a little bit of that in that song, too. So, yeah.
We're not that far off.
Yeah, it's a great song.
What'd you pick?
Okay, so I picked the lead-off track, which is The Real World. And I just the three of them. So on this song, I'm in line. Debbie is singing the lead. And on The Real World, we have Susanna singing the lead with Vicky and Debbie doing the background. And it's just so catchy and such a great way to just start an EP and just pops right off. So on the lineup on this EP, which was officially released in January of 83, but it was recorded, of course, in 82. But by the time it actually came out, it was January of 83, and it came out, like you mentioned, on Faulty Records. The band was Susanna Hoffs, Debbie Peterson, and Vicky Peterson, who were in the band the whole time. But as you mentioned, and that bass is really, really cool on I'm in Line, is Annette Zelinskas. So This was the one recording that she was on before Mickey Steele joined the band. So, anyways, I picked Real World just because it's the first song that pops off, and it just, it's so fun to listen to. And all these songs on this album are great songs that have a good beat and you could dance to. And this one's no exception. So, from the Bengals 1982/83 EP, this is the Bengals doing The Real World. Rickenbacker guitars that are so jangly in there.
Man, that girl and her guitar. Yikes.
Yeah, exactly. I like that reference. So I did want to mention before we move on to the next EP that this EP, the song listing is on side one, The Real World, I'm In Line, and then also Want You, which is sung by Vicky. Flipping over to side two, Mary Street, that Susanna and Vicky sing together, and the EP ends up with How Is the Air Up There, which we've played before, and
yeah, that
with Vicky singing.
How hey, about Jeff, on yes. that Bengals EP, how many signatures of those original Bengals do you have?
I have three. I had Susanna Hoffs sign it, and Debbie and Vicky.
We're missing the one and only Annette Zelenska.
Yeah, hopefully.
Have to figure out a way to
sign
it.
Yeah, I would love to have her sign my EP too. Yeah. That would be cool.
Oh, man. All right.
So how about 3 o'clock?
Well, how about 3 o'clock? One of my all-time favorite EPs ever, Baroque Hoedown. And yes, I do have both pressings, Frontier Records and Lolita. Because the Lolita pressing has extra tracks.
Yes.
So, Jeff, what... well, first of all, let's backtrack over the EP. So, released in October of 82 on Frontier Records, and 5 tracks on the Frontier pressing, side A, With a Cantaloupe Girlfriend, I Go Wild, and Marjorie Tells Me. Side B, Sorry, which is a cover of the Easy Beats, and As Real as Real. This is a great EP, and...
So-
when I think about what you were saying, how it was a way to get to know the band. We see a lot of the variety in the influences in these five songs. I think it's a very solid piece of work, and it's a great intro into what comes after 16 Tambourines, which I think is standalone. So, Jeff, what track did you pick off of this?
So I went with the last song on the EP, and it was one of the ones that were covered on the 3x4 album. Rain Parade did the track. I just think it's a great song, and it's a great way to end it. It's most of the EP is really upbeat, and this one's more mid-tempo, and I just think it's really trippy, and I love the sound of it. I just like the song. I like every song on the album, like you. It's one of my favorite all-time EPs, but just a really fun and trippy song. So should we give it a listen?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so let me see if I can cue it up. So this is As Real As Real by the 3 o'clock from Baroque Hoedown.
Yeah.
Isn't that effect that they have on Michael's voice really cool?
Earl Mankey.
Yep, exactly. I was going to mention that the...
Earl Mankey. And I love a lot of different pieces of this song. And man, can we discuss Mickey Mariano?
Yes.
Mickey Mariano on this song is... It's exciting to hear because he put in a lot of different elements. And when you listen, you sit and you listen and you listen, you start hearing all the little pieces bubble up to the top, you know?
Yeah. It makes for a great track. And speaking of Mickey Mariano, I wanted to ask you a question because the band lineup on the EP is listed as Michael Quercio, Mickey Mariano, Danny Bonaire, and Greg Gutierrez?
Yes.
G-R-E-G-G Gutierrez? Is he related to Lewis?
I think they're distant cousins. They're half brothers.
So when we talked to Lewis, he said he wanted to change his name, so he went from Greg to Lewis after this EP. But I also wanted to mention on this EP that Will Glenn plays violin on a track,
right.
Marjorie Tells Me, and he was, of course, from Rain Parade and eventually Opal. And that goes back to our whole premise that this Paisley Underground scene, they played on each other's records and were friends, and it made that scene. But Soraya, I wanted to tell one more thing before your song, and I cannot believe that I've never noticed this before, and I'm sure everybody in the world knows it except for me, but on the back of the EP, it's dedicated to Big Joe Norcio and Lena S. I had never noticed that it was dedicated to a Lena S.
And we, as in Lena Cedillo?
Exactly.
As in Lena Litonwa?
Yeah, I had never noticed that. So
yeah,
this was an aha for me. All right, so what did you pick?
I picked I Go Wild. And like you, it's a really groovy track. The arrangements are great, but boy, there are a lot of things to like about it. Danny's drumming, you know, it's hypnotic in this. And, you know, because it's just this driving force. It reminds me of Debbie's in the other one, where it's this, you know, it really tells a story. And there's a lot of synchronicity between Mickey, Lewis / Greg, his evil twin, and Michael Quercio. And I giggled because a couple of days ago on Michael Quercio's social media, someone, I think cheekily, asked him, "Oh, you're not British." And he said, "No, I just sing like one on my records." And I remember hearing his intonation on this song in particular way back in the 80s, thinking, "Oh my God, what a cool voice." And I said, "Oh, he's definitely British." And then come to find out he's from San Pedro, but could mimic that style. And I just like the way he sings the song, but this is a great track. I Go Wild.
When I go
Great song. Great pick. I did want to mention that they also did an updated version that they recorded of that song that is on the B-side of Hand in Hand, 12-inch European single. And that was included, I think they recorded that version for a soundtrack, because it's also included on the Wildlife soundtrack, which came out in 84. That's pretty neat, too. It's got some interesting things on there. Eddie Van Halen has a song on there. Andy Summers, Bananarama. What Is This? Peter Case. Louise Goffin with Charlotte Caffey. It's pretty... That's a pretty cool soundtrack. But a different version of I Go Wild was recorded for that. Pretty cool.
Nicely done. Before we move on to the next band, I wanted to mention that with As Real As Real, as I was listening to it, didn't it just seem like a very natural fit for Rain Parade to cover?
Oh, yeah.
3x4.
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, it's glove. It's a well-fitting glove for them, like, to settle in there and make it their own, because there are hints of that Rain Parade vibe. And speaking of Rain Parade, why don't we talk about that EP? And Jeff, since you and I picked tracks that are one right after the other, why don't you intro the EP and your song choice? It'll be a natural order.
Okay. So the interesting thing about this EP versus all the other three that we've talked about or we'll talk about is that this EP came out after their debut album. So Explosions in the Glass Palace by Rain Parade came out in 84 after their debut album, and the lineup changed just slightly. So on this album, they no longer had David Roback in the band. And our friend Jim Hill actually plays tambourine on the leadoff track. So the track list, the EP starts off with You Are My Friend, goes into Prisoners, Blue, and then side B is Broken Horse and No Easy Way Down. All these are great songs. And man, I was worried when David Roback was no longer in the band how their sound would be, but when you listen to these songs, they're just super, super tight, super, just great, great songs. And in fact, when they play live nowadays, they play every song that's on this EP.
Right.
And it shows you how strong this EP really is. And it's a great EP from beginning to end. I decided to go with Broken Horse, which is a song that Stephen Roback sings. And I think we've talked about it offline, not so much on our show, but for some reason, just Stephen Roback's voice, something about his songs and his voice, like I really feel like a connection with him and his songs. So I had to pick one of his songs, and it totally has a different vibe than some of the other songs on the EP. And it's just, I don't know if I want to say subtle, but I don't know. I really like it quite a bit. And it's credited as written by Stephen Roback, Matt Pucci, and also by David Roback. So this must have been a song that they had written before he left the band. But anyways, let's give it a listen. This is Broken Horse by Rain Parade from Explosions in the Glass Palace. Thank you. What do you think of that one?
Such a beautiful song.
It is. It is. I like how it goes from the acoustic and then it kicks in with Matt Peucci's guitars. Mm-hmm. And then he ends with that swell, which he probably did with like a volume pedal or the volume knob. But it's a great way to end the song. And it's just, Stephen Roback gets me right in the heart every time. So.
And, you know, as you were mentioning before about Stephen Roback's voice, it's very melancholy. You know, it really brings you into the lyrics, and so it's a powerful song, and he has a powerful voice.
Yeah.
And you know, Jeff and I have had the good fortune to sit and chat a bit with Stephen, and he says, oh, you know, yeah, I'm okay. But no, he's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
His vocals are very powerful. Lyrics too. But as a band, they're really good. And that song just shows how strong they are as musicians, because you have these moments where it just breaks and then picks back up and they switch things up. They're not afraid to do things, which is what I like about them too. You know, they're willing to push the boundaries.
Speaking of that, pushing the boundaries, and I'm pretty sure I know which your song is, because you said it follows Broken Horse, but tell us about what you picked and why.
So I picked No Easy Way Down, and I picked it, one, because I like it a lot, but two, because I think it really shows a lot of their musical influences, that psychedelic influence, because you hear a lot of the, you know, that kind of Eastern vibe, but these guitars really run this song. And I love the vocals, I love the arrangement. And as a side note, it's worth picking up the remaster re-release of Emergency Third Rail Power Trip that has these five tracks at the very end. And that was recommended to us by Matt Peucci himself. He said, go get it. Jim Hill did a great job with it. And you can really enjoy the arrangement and enjoy the song better. And I have to agree with him. And it's really, really worth it. And Jim Hill is a fantastic producer engineer, and he did a great job with that remaster re-release. So absolutely worth picking up. But I picked No Easy Way Down because it's just funky, psychedelic goodness. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
What a great way to end the EP.
What I love, and every time I hear it, it like catches me by surprise. Where they go, no easy way down, and down. I want to know who's whispering down.
It's Stephen Robeck when he does it live.
It surprises me every time.
I love that guy.
It's a great song, and it's one of those songs where you just sit and write it out.
Yeah. So that end is really trippy. It's like Sgt. Pepper's ish, where just that violin and the way that Matt does his descending vocal line, it's so trippy. I love it. And they always end their sets with that song.
Like, yeah.
It's a great way to end the EP, but it's also a great way to end a live show. But man, that's such a great song.
Isn't that a great one?
It really is. And I wanted to mention that the EP, Explosions in the Glass Palace, that came out on Enigma Records when it came out in 84. So another great EP. So our last EP is The Dream Syndicate.
And the shortest EP.
Yeah.
It's got 4 songs.
That's it?
That's it. That's a sample. That's a sampler.
Do you have the track listing?
Heck yes, I do. Okay, so we're talking obviously about Dream Syndicate and the self-titled EP. Released on Down There Records it was released in April of 82. Four tracks. Side A, Sure Thing, That's What You Always Say. Side B, When You Smile, and Some Kind of Itch.
Yeah, so this EP was released on Steve Wynn's own label, Down There Records.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the lineup at the time, Steve Wynn, Carl Prokota on guitar, Kendra Smith on bass, and Dennis Duck on drums.
Yeah.
Same lineup that they had when they went to, when they recorded The Days of Wine and Roses. So this was my introduction to Dream Syndicate, so their first 12-inch release, and these are great songs. You can really hear Steve's songwriting starting to develop. The Carl Prokota guitar parts are amazing. Are
pretty amazeballs.
Yeah. In fact, Carl wrote the lead-off track, Sure Thing, and Steve Wynn wrote the other songs. So, which of these 4 songs did you pick to play?
I picked That's What You Always Say. Those of you who have the 3x4 cover album know that the Bangles covered this, and Vicky did a great job with this song, with the vocals on this song. But going back to the original, lyrically a great song, and the musicianship in this song I like a lot. So not much more to say than to play it. That's What You Always Say.
Always.
try to sit and talk with you, but you know how moods change all the time. So I try to wait a week or two, but by then I probably change my mind. Because ever since that time I told you it's over, something gets my eye and I don't let it go. And then stories and words, yeah, they're here and gone. But that's what you always say.
So good. That's really good. And that early version, it's really raw. I love it.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Dream Syndicate, we got a call from a listener that sent us a voicemail that I wanted to play for you.
What?
Yes.
Hello, this is Beethoven, and you are listening to Paisley Stage, Raspberry and Rhyme. I really like to listen to Dream Syndicate.
So did you know that Beethoven was one of our listeners?
Who knew?
And who knew that he liked Dream Syndicate? I guess I'm not surprised. Why wouldn't he? Anyways.
When did we get that?
Actually, that was our listener Tori Troutman sent that in, and I thought that was hilarious. He actually sent it in about like 2 or 3 months ago, and I've just been waiting for an opportunity to play it. Yeah. I thought it was hilarious. Man of a thousand voices. All right. So sorry to derail. All right, my pick.
No problem. It's Beethoven. You got to give him his due.
Yes. So you picked the second song on side one. I picked the second song on side two. So it's the very last song on the EP, Some Kind of Itch. I really like the song, but more important to my decision than picking Some Kind of Itch. And again, I'm going a little bit off script. I found a version that they recorded live in the studio at a radio station, KPFK. And I know we're talking about the EPs, and this isn't the EP version, but I wanted you to hear this live version of Some Kind of Itch, recorded in September 5th, 1982, at KPFK, Dream Syndicate doing Some Kind of Itch.
She says right now it's stupid, but you know how I feel. Sometimes when I'm alone, I can't believe that I'm real. Some kind of itch. And there's two rooms and there's beds and there's walls all around. Sometimes I stay in bed until some goes down, and some kind of itch, and still is some kind of itch. Better days, those were better days. He was sure that there had to be better days. Now I'm not sure. Some kind of itch. Oh, well, it all gets
done anyway. I read my life story 20 times a day, and still there's some kind of itch. Still there's some kind of itch.
What do you think of that version?
That's pretty damn good.
What I picture in my head is the Dream Syndicate all set up at the Andy Warhol's factory, playing with all kinds of trippy, oily, oily projections in the background.
I think that's pretty spot on.
Yeah. So another great EP, and I wanted to thank you for indulging me and letting me go on about EPs, and especially these these Paisley Underground EPs, because I just love the format, and these bands that we love did an exceptional job and very strong material on a very short format. And
I agree.
Thank you for indulging me. And
as always,
thank you for Beethoven for chiming in.
And Beethoven, you know, maybe one day we'll have Tchaikovsky call in.
Yes.
I like that, though. But I like that Beethoven digs the Dream Syndicate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not surprised.
Who knew he was psychedelic?
Yeah, yeah. So, anyways, go ahead.
And we need to mention.
Yes.
Those of you in the LA area may want to make a note of February the 15th,
yes.
The Dream Syndicate was going to be at the Echoplex. And they've also got a date, I think, the following day, the 16th.
In Oakland, right?
Or in Oakland, or it might be a week later. But February 2020.
Yes.
Can you believe we're talking about 2020 already, Jeff?
No, that's crazy. A new decade.
From what Steve Wynn's posted on his social media, the band's social media, new album.
Yes, April. I can't wait.
So, fun stuff coming from Dream Syndicate.
We've heard a little bit about what this record is going to be, and I can't wait. Steve Wynn said he'd come on the show to talk about it, so I am looking forward to this new album and seeing them in February. I'm going to be there.
Yep.
Very cool.
I'm going to be needing lots of caffeine that day, because I will be coming back from Europe.
Yes.
The day before.
Right. Yeah, I knew that. So I didn't think you'd be able to make it.
Same thing happened when the Permanent Green Light played a show at the Federal. I came home from Europe, I think the next day or 2 days later, I was at the Federal.
That's right.
Watching them do an early afternoon show. So
you're hardcore. You're a hardcore fan.
Hey, there are things you just can't say no to.
Yes. So this will wrap up 2019 for us, and I did want to say congratulations to you because you finished all of your classes for the fall, right? Your grading, and you're ready to just relax for a few days, couple weeks, right?
Sure.
Till next semester.
Yes.
Well, at least a couple days before you start thinking about the next semester, preparing for the next semester.
Right. But yeah, as we look back at 2019, this has been a fun year for the podcast. And for all you listeners, thanks so much for tuning in and letting us prattle on and fangirl.
Yes.
About bands, about music, and all that good stuff. And we wish everyone a very, very happy holiday and a great start to the new year, 2020.
Yes. And in fact, I think our first episode for 2020 will be Jupiter Effect. And we've got a few surprises with that. So.
Ooh, ooh la la.
Yes.
That's a hell of a way to start.
I agree. So, everybody, like Soraya said, we want to wish you all a happy new year, and we'll see you in 2020.
All right, let's exit 2019 with a bang, shall we?
We shall.
All right, agrubiar gente.
Groove on, Paisley people.